Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, September 6, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. As announced earlier this week, the pilots from Continental and United Airlines have taken the next step in integrating their work groups with the conclusion of the necessary work in combining the seniority list into one integrated seniority list, the ISL. This important next step follows the ratification of and ongoing implementation of their Joint Collective Bargaining Agreement, the JCBA, reached in December 2012. The Arbitration Board's decision is final and binding on the pilots and is available on our website. Following the announcement of the pilots' ISL, United Airlines announced that they would be recalling all 600 pilots from furlough. This decision is as a result of the need for additional pilots due to anticipated pilot retirements and improved work rule provisions contained within their new JCBA. The combination of these factors drives the need to recall pilots from furlough and is not as a result of growth or additional flying. Additionally, there is no plan to recall United flight attendants from voluntary furlough at this time. We encourage you to read the joint letter from the three AFA MEC presidents at United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia, and recognize that the pilots' ISL has no impact on flight attendants specifically as it relates to our current respective collective bargaining agreements, seniority lists, or the process by which we will combine the seniority lists for our flight attendant groups at Continental, Continental Micronesia, and United Airlines. The pilots' ISL means United can begin the process of scheduling pilots from Continental and United to fly together once technical requirements, such as training and other scheduling issues, are resolved. Until we reach a ratified joint contract and merge our seniority lists, each respective flight attendant group will continue to remain separate and fly on our own aircraft. As we approach the 12th anniversary of September 11th, please check out our list of services and gatherings on our website. Memorials have been constructed to honor the victims of September 11, 2001, and to pay tribute to the heroic action and sacrifice of those we lost. The crash site of Flight 93 near Shanksville, PA, has been designated as a national memorial, transforming what was once a common field into a field of honor. This national memorial in Pennsylvania, encompassing the final resting place of the 40 heroes of Flight 93, is a permanent tribute to those aboard whose incredible acts of bravery saved countless lives at the cost of their own. The Flight 93 Memorial officially opened to the public on September 10, 2010, but still needs to meet its ultimate fundraising goal in order to be completed. The Association of Flight Attendants, along with the Coalition of Flight Attendant Unions, has made the final phase of fundraising for this memorial a priority and to raise the remaining funds to complete the memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, by asking members of Congress to make voluntary personal contributions. To help in this effort, on September 10, 2013, flight attendant volunteers will be distributing a letter to every member of the United States Congress seeking contributions from these elected officials to help complete the Flight 93 National Memorial. All members are invited to help deliver these letters to the Capitol Hill offices of our U.S. Senators and U.S. Representatives. If you have the time off or on a layover and would like to join us in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, September 10th, or if you would like to make a contribution to the Flight 93 National Memorial, please contact your local council for more details. To stay in tune with all joint contract negotiations-related updates and to begin receiving your copy of the Our United newsletter, visit www.ourunited.org and sign up today. The Our United website and newsletter are your only direct source for all flight attendant negotiations news. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.